There are times when it's just hard to find a happy thought. But then when you live in a community like we do here, even when devastating cancer diagnoses come around, we can be happy that we live here because people are willing to help. I'm talking with Samantha Springer at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce. And for the last year or so, the person who's been in charge of marketing over there, just a great person, is Brittany. And we just had some devastating news that Brittany, while being with child, has been diagnosed with cancer. This is really a hard thing to take, isn't it, Samantha?
It really is, and I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about this because we are trying to do as much as we can. Being a nonprofit, we don't have the same benefits, so we're trying to help her out with success for the next year that she goes through treatment.
One of the most common things we hear when somebody gets a diagnosis like that is, if there's anything I can do to help. And we're doing this interview because, yes, there is. From child care to, you know, we're going to have grass growing pretty soon. There's going to be maintenance necessary while she's in her final term of pregnancy. But also, if we don't have time to donate, everybody's got a little bit of extra cash. And she's going to be needing some extra cash as she goes through this phase of her life.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a GoFundMe page. If you go onto the Kenai Chamber Facebook page, you'll be able to find it up there. I pinned it to the top. And then we're also trying to get meal trains together and even, you know, freezing meals so that they can just have that available to their family.
Now, financially speaking, sometimes if we ask for a specific donation, it's easier for somebody to make a decision to go to the GoFundMe. Is there a goal that you're trying to reach to help with these supplemental costs?
You know, at this time, we just set it at $25,000 because we don't know the extent of what she's going to need. And I don't really know how we can judge that. So we just set the goal. Everything helps. We know it's going to be at least a year of treatment. So that's what we put it at.
It's going to be an ongoing expense.
Correct. And so we just want to do everything we possibly can do to make sure that, you know, her family doesn't feel this any more than they already are.
And she already has three young boys.
She does. She has three sons and a son on the way.
So folks out there that maybe are in a retirement phase or have some extra time phase and would like to step up and be part of the team that's helping her out, how would they do that?
You know, just reach out to us at the chamber. You can always email me directly, samantha@kenaichamber.org. Stop by and see us or give us a call, 283-1991. Anything that comes in for her. And if you don't like using GoFundMe, you're welcome to drop stuff off there too as well. But we're going to kind of keep it as a hub. And I'll be posting updates for her so that, you know, she can focus on getting better.
And you're actually loving your neighbor here, aren't you?
Yeah. I do.
Literally. Well, we are all Brittany's neighbor, and we can all help by going to GoFundMe and whatever you can afford to help her out. That'll be being the community that is such a great place to live in.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything is appreciated and, you know, prayers and everything you can do because this is, you know, it's a tough time.
It all helps, all that energy, and it's a good place to be at this time. Samantha, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for stepping up. And now thank you for what you're going to do to help out our friend Brittany over at the Kenai Chamber of Commerce. I'm Earl Sikorski, returning you to that community-minded sound of KSRM.